It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. The Commerce Department today says that gross domestic product shrank at a 0.5% annual rate in the July-September quarter. That was weaker than the 0.3% rate of decline first estimated a month ago, and it marked the worst showing since the economy contracted at a 1.4% pace in the third quarter of 2001. The U.S. Federal Reserve this morning announced a $600 billion program to buy mortgage-related debt and securities, and a $200 billion facility to buy consumer debt securities. The U.S. Central Bank said it would buy up to $100 billion in debt issued by Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and the Federal Home Loan Banks. The Fed also said it would buy up to $500 billion in mortgage-backed securities backed by Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and Ginnie Mae. The central bank also launched a $200 billion facility to back consumer loans, including student, auto, and credit card loans, and loans backed by the Federal Small Business Administration. Taking a look at the current tick, the Dow Jones Industrial Average at 8,562 is up 121 points. The NASDAQ at 1,474 is up 2.53. And the S&P is at 864, and it's up just a few ticks above 13 points.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us now with a look at the agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. Looking at the Midwest Corn Belt, quiet weather is going to prevail over the next several days, with the exception of maybe occasional snows to the lee of the Great Lakes. That affects very little in the way of the fields across Illinois and Indiana and surrounding states. But parts of Michigan, northern Indiana, and northeast Ohio could get a little bit of snow over the not only today, but more likely on about Friday into Saturday, as there will be northwest winds blowing across. There is going to be a weather system passing by to our south on about Friday into Saturday by the time it gets to the eastern Midwest, and that could produce some rain first for the southern plains, Texas and Oklahoma, wheat areas on up into Colorado and Kansas. There could be some showers, but probably a quarter of an inch or less for most areas, and that area could graze southern Illinois and southern Indiana about Friday. But that won't produce much in the way of precipitation, and most of it will stay south in the delta. As we look ahead over the next couple of weeks, we will have rather quiet weather here over the Thanksgiving holiday. There could be a cold front coming through about Sunday night. That could touch off some lake effect early next week and send temperatures back below average a little bit. And basically, that's probably the only problem we have, is just things running a little cooler than average. As far as snow cover is concerned, most of the Midwest Corn Belt does not have a snow cover. There's still some snow on the ground, though, in northwest and north central Indiana and southwest lower Michigan. Also, from northwest Iowa back into South Dakota and southwestern Minnesota, there's still some snow on the ground. It's generally pretty light, but that is preventing some field access to some of the crop that's not yet harvested out that way. As we look at Argentina and Brazil, one of those countries seeing improvement in the weather and the other not improvement. During the last 24 hours, scattered showers and thunderstorms did occur in Argentina. Not all areas got them, but it looks like one place in that reports rainfall in southern Cordoba province did pick up about 0.8 of an inch, and locally there could have been more than an inch in a few spots. And the scattered showers extended from San Luis eastward across Cordoba into western portions of Santa Fe. Now, I just want to make a correction of what I said yesterday. I said that a place in Santa Fe picked up rain. I meant to say San Luis. I was looking at a map without labels, and I just I realized after I got off the air, I misspoke on one rainfall amount yesterday. But the bottom line is, so far the rainfall in Argentina has not been completely widespread, but scattered showers and thunderstorms have started to develop in Argentina, and this is a trend that's going to continue. So while hot weather continues for some of the western areas of Argentina, it will for the next couple of days, and that specifically would be San Luis, western Cordoba, and Santiago del Estero, getting in some cases temperatures over 100. We are going to see some scattered showers and thunderstorms occurring over those same areas. And it looks like later today, especially in the southern parts of Cordoba, down into La Pampa and Buenos Aires, there could be some clusters of thunderstorms. And there could be another batch of thunderstorms in that area coming up on about Thursday. And then as we go beyond Thursday through the weekend, all of the Argentinian corn and bean belt will probably have showers and thunderstorms with decent coverage. So this will be the first decent rain in a while, but that is going to improve the crop prospects in Argentina, which has been bone dry of late. Over the next week, there will be scattered showers in the northern Brazilian production areas. That would be Mato Grosso, Goiás, Minas Gerais, and Bahia. But now the concern turns to dryness in the southern parts of the Brazilian bean belt, specifically Mato Grosso do Sul on through Paraná, Santa Catarina, Rio Grande do Sul. Those places have been dry lately, and it looks like they'll be mainly dry over the upcoming week. So now the concern on dryness goes from Argentina to southern Brazil. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
In the Monday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 567 and three quarters, down one last trade, down six. At the Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 537 and three quarters, up a quarter, last trade down four. March, 555, down one and three quarters, last trade down four and a half. July, 583 and a quarter, down a half, last trade down five and three quarters. December corn opened at 354 and a quarter, down a quarter, last trade down two and three quarters. March, 371 unchanged, last trade down two and three quarters. July, 393 and a half unchanged, last trade down three and a quarter. January beans opened at 883 and a half, down a half, last trade down seven. March, 891 and three quarters unchanged, last trade down seven. July, 905 and three quarters, down three and three quarters, last trade down eight and a quarter. December soybean meal opened at 257.90, up 20, last trade down 40. December soybean oil opened at 32.95, up 21, last trade down 43. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning there, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, I guess the question I have to ask you out of the chute this morning is whether or not you think that Monday's rally was just short covering, or was there more to it than that?
Well, I think, number one, we're oversold, but number two, we still have all these outside markets pushing and pulling, and I think the main reason we were up was the outside markets pulling it. The Dow was up a ton, crude oil was up. Overnight, we've been back and forth in all those outside markets right now. The crude's down $3. It was up 20 to down 350. The Dow's been down over 100 to up over 200. Right now it's up 100. But those outside forces of all these things with the financial markets have been pushing and shoving. We are oversold, but if the outside markets don't settle down, they'll continue to push and shove it either up or down.
The one that caught my eye this morning was the U.S. dollar. It's down sharply this morning.
Right. The dollar again. Yesterday, the dollar was down hard. Today, overnight, at times we were up, and then at times we were down. And the last I looked, we were down over a dollar during the night. At times we were up 20, 30 cents, but right now we're $1.09 lower. And it's just these outside markets pushing. When the dollar goes lower, that helps grains be higher. Early calls are down, but with the dollar lower and the Dow higher, that could be changed.
Yeah, I think many of those calls came out before the break on the dollar, which seemed to come after the news from out of the Fed for an announcement of the new programs.
Well, I don't know what those programs are. They seem to have helped Wall Street make it go higher. But again, after a day or two of looking and nothing changing much, attitudes quickly change. And I think that's we're still in that back and forth mode of attitudes quickly changing back and forth.
Crop progress yesterday from NAS 89% versus last week at 78%, five-year average 97. It looks like one more good week, and that we'll be wrapping up on the harvest for the most part.
For the most part, I think that's true, and I think in a lot of central U.S., a lot of the field work has been done, but not as much nitrogen has been put on, especially in central Illinois, as normal. I think I heard this morning on the radio they were talking 50% of normal has been put on this fall, but part of it was due to the late harvest and then the late field work.
Hmm. What about calls over at CME Livestock this morning?
Livestock, we're calling hogs mixed up a little, down a little, calling cattle up 10 to 30.
All right, Pete, thanks much.
Thank you, Dave.
Pete Manhart, he is with Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana, and on the web at willag.org.